The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank.
Office workers, the average person has gained 12 pounds since they started their new job. More than 90% of them say their job gets some or all of the blame. How do you blame your job? To start a new job, you've gained 12 pounds since you started the current job you're in.
I don't know.
Or would that
you don't
be
want
true?
To say no to going out to lunch, maybe? And I don't know.
Maybe it's not job-related at all. It's just whether you had started a new job or stayed in the old job or done anything, you would gain 12 pounds.
Could be.
That's what we all do.
I would have to think long and hard about the dynamics of new jobs and how they make you gain weight.
We're going to talk to, Meredith Sumter a while back, and we thought she was so good we're going to have her back from the Eurasia Group to talk about the Hong Kong protest thing here in a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forbes out with their list of the top 10 earners in the world of sports, and I'll kind of go through this list fast. Because then I want to get to the twist. Number 10 earner of all sports in all of the world. Of
currently.
All your sports, currently.
Okay.
As of right now.
Yes.
He can't walk. His name is Kevin Durant.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and he's going to go way up the list when he signs that new deal, assuming somebody clears his ankle.
Yeah.
Number 9, Steph Curry. Those two play on the same team. Well, one of them doesn't play at all.
I'll be darned.
Number 8, LeBron James. Then Aaron Rodgers, football player. Russell Wilson, football player. Roger Federer, tennis player, as we go up the list.
Uh-huh.
Your top 5, tennis, boxing, soccer.
Oh, boy. They call it football in much of the world, Jack.
Some boxer I haven't heard of.
Back to you.
And then 3 soccer players. I guess I heard of one of them. Neymar, Ronaldo, and then the number 1 soccer player in the world, Lionel Messi, makes $127 million a year. He makes twice what Kevin Durant makes.
Wow.
But here's the twist. This is even better.
Scores once a month.
This is your all-time list adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
Athletes who made the most money.
Number 2, Pliny the Elder.
Let me throw in an interesting one. Well, nobody's going to beat the number 1. So throughout time, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is number 10. David Beckham, such a household name. Kobe Bryant, Phil Mickelson. There you go. I'll go over.
Interesting.
Michael Schumacher, auto racing. Then 3 golfers, Nicholas Palmer and Woods.
Okay. And what's Tiger at? What rank?
Number 3, all time.
All right.
Right behind Michael Jordan. All time, adjusted for inflation. A lot of this would have to do with emphasis on this sort of stuff. It just didn't used to be a thing for many, many centuries.
You got to include endorsement money and that sort of thing.
But number 1, far and away, you go back to the Roman Empire. Here's your twist.
Wow.
Your number 1 all-time athlete earner.
Wow.
According to Forbes. What was his sport?
Chariot driver.
Chariot racing.
Yes! Ben freaking her.
What?
Am I wrong?
What were the sports possibilities you could even throw out? I suppose runner.
Well, gladiator is the example of the shower thought we had the other day. In old times, rich people would watch poor people fight for entertainment. Now poor people watch rich people fight for entertainment.
The guy who ran from or to Marathon, I don't know if he made any money. He dropped dead at the end, so it didn't make any money.
Right, so yeah, he
did. People still think it's a good idea to do this?
But you got gladiating, you got chariot racing.
Gaius Apollos Diocles, who I'd never heard of.
Diocles, Diocles, they chanted.
Made $15 billion?
Wow.
Yes.
$15 billion adjusted for inflation in chariot racing, which is way ahead of anybody else, obviously.
Wow.
Nobody else has even come close to that kind of money. Wow.
Jordan was just under $2 billion.
With everything, yeah.
Wow, so this guy is 7.5 times Michael Jordan's money. I hope he, you know, shared it with his horses, because they're doing most of the work. Of course, what do I know about chariot racing?
Clearly very little.
The driver, the horse, or the chariot? I don't know.
Do they have the rules? Because I understand from various movies I've watched, it could get pretty violent. I mean, there's dirty doings. They didn't have, like, incredibly sophisticated cameras every 15 feet like the Kentucky Derby does. So, you know, if you can put a little whip butt in a guy's eye who's next to you.
I'd also like to know, so was it prize money for winning the race, or were they charging tickets there at the Coliseum to get in, and he just was such a big draw?
I wonder if he was the first guy, like, to get a cut of concession sales.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're serving up mead and, like, flat bread.
Pig bladder. $9 for pig bladder.
Can you believe
this?
At
home for a dime.
Unbelievable.
You come to the stadium to watch a good chariot race, $9.
And the mead is flat. Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's amazing, though. Chariot racer.
There you go. Huh. I just thought that was interesting. The all-time earner and athlete, not even close to anybody else.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are books about him or anything. I'd like to read that. He probably was a big deal. I'm sure he was a very big deal.
I wonder. Through toga parties, legendary toga parties?
Toga.
I'd assume.
Toga.
Right.
Sure. Commonly raced four-horse chariots, not the the two horses that that you see often in the movies.
Double the horsepower.
And he apparently came... That's true.
Who's going to watch a race with a four-horsepower engine?
He often came from behind to win.
It's called drafting! It's when one chariot gets behind the other chariot.
Could you start chanting toga back then, or would it just be like saying now,
I'm
regular clothes,
one,
regular clothes, regular clothes.
Exactly.
Let's have a party.
Clothing, clothing. What?
He won almost 1,500 races.
There you go.
So I believe the situation in Hong Kong is a turning point in the next 50 years of world history, and it ain't good.
No.
We'll ask Meredith Sumter of the Eurasia Group. She works with Ole and Bremer there. What she thinks of the whole Hong Kong protest.
Yeah, the protests are going on right now, and they look scared, and they should be. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you worried that the push towards socialism threatens the next generation of Americans? You should be. The left indoctrinates young people. It happened to me. My name is Gabriel Nadales. I was blinded to the truth, and I joined Antifa, the mask-wearing agitators known for their violent attacks and vandalism. Then one day, I met a conservative activist from the Leadership Institute, the leading organization to organize and train future conservative leaders. You should watch the video about my story at GabeStory.com. I hope it will inspire you. Thanks to the Leadership Institute, I was transformed. I left Antifa. And thanks to the Leadership Institute, I came to understand the importance of conservative principles. Today, I'm a committed conservative, and I want to inspire more young people to the conservative cause. Get the full story about how I left Antifa and find out what I'm doing today at GabeStory.com. That's GabeStory.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news! The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/excite. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/excite. That's 4hims.com/excite for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/excite.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Luckily, I'm fortunate that I'm an American and I've never been involved in any sort of protest or anything like that where your life was actually on the line.
Right.
Like what is going on in Hong Kong right now. And their lives are on the line in the future of Hong Kong. I don't think it's going to go the right way ultimately, no matter what. But the people of Hong Kong are trying to fight for some sort of autonomy from mainland China. And there's a whole bunch of people in the street, and it's dark there now, and who knows what's going to happen.
Well, the direct cause is a new law that would allow the extradition of Hong Kongers to mainland China, which would end an independent judiciary.
Oh, sure. Really. And effectively, so there'd be no more protesting or anything in Hong Kong, because
right.
They'd just say, okay, get that person over here and put him in prison.
So that's the small picture, but as Jack said, there's a much bigger picture. Meredith Sumter is the head of research strategy and operations for the Eurasia Group and joins us now to talk about the situation in Hong Kong. Meredith, how are you?
Great to be on with you, Jack and Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. We sure enjoyed the last go-around. So, listen, we have been saying throughout the show today that we believe this is a major moment in the loss of autonomy for Hong Kong. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that the numbers and the passion with which Hong Kong residents are making their voices heard. It is something that decidedly has put Carrie Lam, this is the chief executive of Hong Kong, it's put her in more than an awkward spot. And so far she has not shown that she any sort of sense that she's going to be backing down. But so long as those protesters keep onto the streets and keep up the pressure on Ms. Lam, that will help determine to what extent they can continue to carve out their civil liberties as they demand them from encroaching pressure from Beijing.
Well, just a quick thought on her. That chick is straight out Orwell. I mean, she scares me to be sitting there and saying, this is not about the central Chinese government. I'm not under their orders. So you've decided to go ahead and extradite people who commit offenses in your autonomous region to mainland China just because why? You're tired of trials? The jails are full? I mean, it's a bizarre statement.
Yeah. Well, I think she would say that Hong Kong is semi-autonomous from Chinese rule. But look, under Hong Kong's limited democracy, her position, the chief executive position, is approved by Beijing. And only half of the seats in Hong Kong's legislative council, its legislature, are filled by popular vote. So for Hong Kongers, they already see politically the votes are stacked against them. And what is so crucial about this is when you talk to Hong Kongers, they recognize this. They know that power really rests with Beijing currently, but they are determined to do whatever they can to continue to carve out their own space, to carve out the territory with the rules and systems that they've grown up with and that they believe are the critical source of Hong Kong's ultimate strength.
Yeah, I was reading how the most people in Hong Kong, the 7 million people there, see themselves as Hong Kongians or whatever you would call yourself.
Hong Kongers, yeah.
More than they see themselves as Chinese. Is that the case?
That's absolutely the case.
Well, then it would be a heck of a thing to give in and say, okay, I guess we're Chinese now. We're part of the, you know, a giant totalitarian communist country. I mean, you wouldn't give up easy on that.
No, you certainly won't. But they certainly have their work cut out with them with the rise of Xi Jinping as China's leader. He has, since he's come to power, he's not only been more assertive globally, but he has worked hard to put continued pressure on Hong Kong to make it more of a submissive, semi-autonomous territory. And you can imagine, Jack and Joe, what Taiwan thinks about this.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah.
The pressure that Xi Jinping is bringing to bear on Hong Kong. This is supposed to be the one country, two systems approach. And from outsiders' perspective, Hong Kong's perspective, as well as those on the island of Taiwan, they see this clearly as not one country, two systems, but one country that is trying to subvert the freer system to be more submissive to the system that exists on the mainland.
Meredith Sumter of the Eurasia Group is on the line. Hey, I hate to cut to the end of the novel here, but do the protesters have a prayer?
So long as they stay united, they keep the streets, and they keep up the pressure around the Legislative Council, they can delay the Council's ultimate consideration of the extradition bill. They were successful in doing something similar in 2003. There was an effort to push through a package of laws that would prohibit sedition, subversion, and treason against the Chinese government, and they were successful in getting that shelved. So let's hope that they can keep their hearts and their feet out there on the streets.
Yeah, well, I just think it's a matter of time. I hope you're right. So if Hong Kong goes, and Taiwan aside, does China have expansionist goals? Are they like the Soviet Union wanted to take over the world? Are they into that or not, do you think?
Not at all. This is really about China looking to reclaim territories that they see as rightfully theirs. And so Hong Kong, Taiwan, and also you hear a lot about Xinjiang, this more restive province towards the west of China, they're all about containing what they believe to be their core territory, their core interests. This is about consolidating control at home, not so much about expanding their systems abroad.
Right. It's different than the Soviet Union, but at the risk of going all poli-sci 332 on our our listeners here, I mean, they have made extraordinary efforts to gain effective control of various ports in Africa and that sort of thing. I mean, they seek to control other governments.
They want to influence. Beijing
right.
is not about controlling because, frankly, they don't have the wherewithal to do so. But they want to have other country governments that can be influenced to align with Beijing's interests. And that's what this is really all about.
Which might be a smarter way to do it.
I don't know if I'd call it smarter.
Well, if you want to be in a totalitarian government, yeah. And influence the world, that might be a better way to do it.
Yeah, purse strings instead of incredibly expensive armies. Yeah.
That, but I'll go ahead and keep my feet and my votes with a democratic system of governments and alliances, as I know you two will too.
Oh yeah, we're totally down with old Sun Tzu there. We're not underestimating our enemies, and Xi Jinping is a smart dude.
For sure.
Just real briefly, because we know that the Eurasia Group advises corporate clients and governments and whomever else on, you know, risk and change and the rest of it. When Hong Kong falls under full Chinese control, what will that do to Hong Kong economically? Because it's an enormous economic engine.
Yes, that's what we're actually following for our clients. Hong Kong bills itself as the freest economy in the world, an economy that puts business first. But what we're seeing here with the erosion of civil and political liberties in Hong Kong, it gives the business and investment clientele pause too, because the lines between rule of law, the lines between politics and business in Hong Kong is beginning to be blurred for them. So you're talking to business leaders and investors, they are beginning to hedge their bets. You see them look at the evolving political and judicial landscape in Hong Kong and wondering at what point will the freest economy in the world begin also to lose some of that luster, and should they be looking to move their investments elsewhere?
Meredith Sumter, Head of Research, Strategy and Operations for the Eurasia Group. Meredith, we sure appreciate the benefit of your wisdom. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Good to talk. I'll be danged. I tell you what, it reminds me of the Berlin Wall falling and the breakup of the Soviet Union in reverse.
Yeah.
It's as if they're building the wall in East Germany. Sickening.
So we got this text. Somebody came across this on the Facebook, as this is the politics of the week back here in the United States, being led by the state of California. If the governor of California follows through on illegals getting free health care in California, he may have solved illegal immigration in the other 49 states.
Wow, so true.
That's a good point.
Well, yeah, I had in real life conversations yesterday with a number of people in the know, and it was unanimous that not only will this be an enormous magnet of folks to sneak into the U.S., but folks already in the U.S. will cross into California. I mean, because it's expensive to live in a lot of California, but not all of California. I mean, there's plenty of, you know, rural places, small towns, well, Central Valley.
And even so, it's not expensive compared to your $1 million bill for your kid's cancer treatment or whatever. Yeah. So you go to California.
Tell you what, I read yesterday, one of our alert listeners, I don't think I have the name. I hate when I do that because I appreciate folks.
California is the lavatory of democracy. That's pretty funny.
That's fabulous. That's priceless. But anyway, folks, they email stuff that they think we ought to be talking about to mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. This is from Forbes.com. The top four reasons California is unsustainable. And it is chilling. And one of it is policies like we're talking about. But unfunded pension liabilities, ticking time bomb, giant time bomb. And already the, if not the highest tax state in the union, damn near.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall Phillips?
Well, you want to get Congress to move on something? Call in John Stewart. We got Trump versus Biden, more delicious clips from Iowa, and there's a new development that could revolutionize blood donations and transfusions.
If you haven't heard the John Stewart stuff, it's something, and Sean and I were having a discussion about that. Stay tuned. I want to hear your opinion on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, Sue, remember that guy I used to date, Tom?
Oh, yeah, the successful stockbroker. Nice guy. Smart, cute. He seemed like the whole package.
Yeah, well, not quite the whole package. When it came time to perform in the bedroom, he was a dud, not exactly lighting up the scoreboard.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Our life in the bedroom wasn't that good, so I dumped him.
Hey guys, don't be that guy. You need to be the Noxitril guy. Noxitril is the natural male enhancement pill that works to increase blood flow fast. Noxitril is so strong and powerful, it's like Viagra on steroids. Unlock your bedroom confidence and be the Noxitril guy. Call now and take advantage of our free bottle offer. Shipped discreetly to your door. Perform on demand with Noxitril. Don't be a dud. Perform like a stud with Noxitril.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. I need you to help us identify and report potential victims of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. I urge you to join us on Saturday, June 15th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Sundial Bridge as we light up the bridge purple in support of elder abuse awareness and prevention. This free event will have fun activities for the whole family and valuable information. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Is this one of your songs? I know you do a lot of recording music.
I played the drums myself on this one.
Yeah, whenever we do live shows, Joe actually scats all of the bumper music.
Right, exactly. And they told me, Joe, you can just play this drum lick once and we'll loop it. I said, no, man, I've got the feel. And I stayed there all day. You listening to this all day? I was there all day recording. Turn it up, Michael. Turn it up, man. I played that lick, too.
They tell me.
They told me, get a studio guy. I said, no, I'm playing it myself.
Let's get the news now with Marcia Phillips.
Well, it looks like a bill that would permanently extend the expiring 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund has the votes to make it through Congress. Yesterday, six 9/11 responders, as well as advocate and former Daily Show host John Stewart, were in D.C. to make sure lawmakers were really on their side to extend the fund. Stewart accusing Congress of showing a lack of commitment when only a handful of the 28 committee members actually showed up for that hearing.
Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution.
Hey, John.
You should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
Well, yeah, beautifully said. Do immigration now, John.
Stewart, here's our question.
Yes. So if John Stewart gets in the race in the next couple of weeks, around the same time frame that Donald Trump did.
The presidential race?
Yeah.
Okay,
Is there any way that he doesn't just run away with the Democratic nomination?
I think that's a fascinating question.
He destroys every single one of these candidates on name recognition, and if you put him shoulder to shoulder on the stage, he dances circles around them.
And we're in the celebrity world now, where that is a thing.
Now, granted, my mind runs at a speed of like a kid's toy that the battery's about to die, but I'm trying as hard as I can to come up with a counter-argument, and I'm not finding it.
He's practically universally beloved by possibly two, maybe even three generations of people who all know him from The Daily Show.
And even if you disagree with him, you can't deny his intelligence.
Right.
And he's tried to be mostly fair through the years, not always, but...
Well, we're not talking about
the Democratic nomination.
Yeah, we're not talking about him winning the presidency, but getting the Democratic nomination.
Well, he's tough, but he's no Beto.
He doesn't want to do it, I guarantee you.
All the more reason why he's the perfect one,
too. He's smart enough to realize he doesn't want to do it. That's a hell of a catch, that catch-22. That is the catch-22 of politics.
Yeah.
The sort of person that you want to run would never run.
And the sort of person who wants to be it is probably not worthy of it.
Is by definition not to be trusted.
Yes, that's a hell of a catch, that catch-22. But yeah, so John Stewart would never run, but I can't imagine him not immediately being at like 60% in the polls and Joe Biden being at 11.
Isn't he living on some sort of animal rescue farm with his wife in rural New York?
I'm hoping he's just really getting tired of putting splints on stray wolves or whatever he's doing out there. I don't know. We need you.
All right, speaking of 2020, Joe Biden and President Trump got into it while they were campaigning. Biden blasting Trump as a danger to America.
The president is literally an existential threat to America.
That's idiotic. Go on.
Biden going on to add.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people. It's about fear and loathing. No president has done something like that.
That's pure demagoguery.
I mean, it's bizarre.
What does the president have to say in return?
That was perfectly good stuff, though. That second half, perfectly good. You're running as a Democrat against Trump and the
right.
That's fine. The literally an existential threat to America is a crazy statement. I mean, he's got to want to take that back. We haven't even touched on the fact that he took back the whole China thing yesterday.
Oh, right.
A couple of weeks ago, he said, right. China's not going to eat our lunch, man. What are you talking about?
They're yesterday, good folks.
Yesterday, he had to redo the whole thing. If China is a threat to America and will be for much time to come, to try to put that to bed. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
Today, a 180-degree change.
China poses real challenges to the United States and some ways a real threat to the United States.
All right.
You know, I've done that in my own life, in real life. Sometimes when you're just completely wrong, you just have to come out and just...
I said some crap that was
wrong. Yeah. This is right. You just have to.
Now I'm right.
But I don't want to obscure this because this
anyway,
is so
bad. So we got the existential thread. We got the demagoguery. How does the president respond?
Here you go.
Now, I have to tell you, he's a different guy. He looks different than he used to. He acts different than he used to. He's even slower than he used to be. Joe Biden is a dummy.
So Trump will end America. Yeah, he's an old stupid head. It ain't exactly the Lincoln-Douglas debate.
So there's some theory that what Biden is up to with the really over-the-top rhetoric is you get a double screenshot all day long in the cable news channels, right. Biden versus Trump, just making it look like that's who's running against each other.
Right, yes.
Just skip over the other people, which is not a bad ploy.
Well, and you've got, like, the vice alderman of Dogleg, Indiana, says something mean about Trump. Trump will respond. So Biden's pretty assured that if he takes some shot at Trump, he'll get a response. So
Joe Biden is a dummy.
The vice alderman of Dogleg, Indiana.
Right. Very little power. I tell you what, he has no power. He has no power. Totally no power.
Trump will swing at every pitch.
Yes.
You can count on that. You
got to
go out and tell your pitcher, look, throw it right in front of the plate, in the ground. He'll still swing.
That's crazy. No, roll it to the plate.
He's going
to
swing.
Throw it at the dugout. It doesn't matter.
On an entirely different note, we've got new research showing it might be possible to convert type A blood into universally acceptable donor blood. Researchers at Canada's University of British Columbia found that bacteria in the gut produce a couple of enzymes that can convert common type A blood into a more universal type. The blood specialists say if this process pans out, it could revolutionize blood donation and transfusion.
God, I'd say.
Recipients,
Sean asked Joe his blood type.
Joe, what's your blood type?
Same as my attitude. Be positive.
Can I go now? Am I done? Is my duties fulfilled?
Nicely done. And today
nothing counts so much as blood.
Thanks, Gene.
Today does mark the 25th anniversary of the O.J. Simpson murder case.
This Speaking of blood.
25 years ago that...
guilty!
Oh, I'm sorry, I sneezed there.
That Nicole Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman were murdered.
Were butchered by O.J. Simpson after he caught them together and lost his temper.
In 1997, civil jury found Simpson liable for wrongful death. He was ordered to pay millions of dollars to the Brown and Goldman families. They're still trying to get O.J. to pay up.
You know, the O.J. Simpson case, I don't know, I could talk about it all day. And one thing I might like to talk about especially is the idea that the perverse social justice warrior, intersectional, bizarro, we get to be unjust now philosophy, and how sick and poisonous that is, and how you've got to resist it, and just the rules have to be equal. Never mind history. You've got to make it equal, or it just results in more injustice.
Right.
Perfect example is the LAPD was insensitive and abusive to a lot of black Los Angelinos for a very long time. And they got a chance to give an FU to the police department, and they let a butcher go free because they were so desperate to give that finger to the LAPD. Injustice equaled injustice.
Yep.
It always does.
O.J. acquitted on all charges in the actual double murder trial. Yeah. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
That and Chris Darden wanted him to put on the glove. Idiotic.
Says he is getting some of that hot Marcia Clark tail.
It's clouded his mind.
Clouded his mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Think straight.
Wow. Who could forget Cato Kaelin?
I actually did until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, I tried to.
Right. The thing that you wouldn't know unless you're old enough is that when the news broke that O.J. Simpson's ex-wife had been murdered, the idea that it could be O.J. was just unthinkable.
Right.
And then, you know, in the coming days when the O.J. Simpson has been asked to be taken in for questioning, it's like, well, he didn't do it.
All right.
He was, like, borderline becoming a movie star at that point with all the naked guns there. He was in kind of a Peyton Manning or Shaquille O'Neal-esque beloved public figure is what I'm... Not necessarily a movie star, but...
Right. He was absolutely that.
Very affable, and, yeah, it was just...
Shaquille-like or that sort of thing, where just everybody just thinks he's kind of a funny guy. I remember our news girl at the time, because this is how old we are. We were doing our radio show, and our news girl at the time looked at a picture. It was probably the day of the murders. Looked at a picture of OJ's ex-wife and the other dude.
Yeah.
That got killed.
Yeah.
Because there was questions like that, a boyfriend, girlfriend, and people were claiming, no, they weren't. And I remember our news girl saying, oh, yeah, they were doing it. Just by looking at the pictures.
Wow.
Which turned out to be true, obviously. But
Right. I had no memory of that. Was that Robin?
No. No, the blonde chick who wore the short shorts and our news girl in Wichita.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that
was very
bad.
Nice.
Oh, she was wonderful.
Yeah.
Didn't really need to dress like that. Ay, ay, ay. Oh.
But,
Cover your buttocks, woman.
They're doing it. And
both of them.
That was the first thought I had. Oh, okay, I wonder if that's got anything to do with the murders than the fact that it's not just a waiter.
Right, so you'd solved it.
No,
and
I hadn't solved
merely
it, but
forgotten her sunglasses.
It made it more interesting, certainly. Anyway. That has been hashed, rehashed, and then hashed yet again.
I do enjoy hash.
Mm-hmm. We'll end on a better note, we promise.
Armstrong and Getty.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know, and if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So, download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/excite. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/excite. That's forhims.com/excite for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/excite.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Last night, my wife murmured it in her sleep.
That's pretty funny. We will have the latest on Hong Kong tomorrow. I hope it isn't talking about how many dead are in the streets, but we'll have the latest on Hong Kong tomorrow. This study just came out. A lot of talk about how much plastic there is in the environment, in the ocean, wherever. Human beings eat a credit card size amount of plastic every week, according to a new study.
Mm.
You take in that much plastic into your body weekly.
That's Dave Ramsey's thing, right? Eat your credit cards.
Most of it is through water, whether bottled or tap. Most of it is through water. That's how you get the plastic in you.
Wow.
Has that got anything to do with autism or all the different things that are going on?
Even through tap, you say?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Or even through bottled. You would hope that bottled water.
Well, that
I realize it's in a plastic bottle.
Yeah, that makes more sense to me, kind of, you know, microbes or whatever breaking off of the bottle
but
into the water.
But it's supposed to be cold filtered, you know, deep from the bottom of the Arctic or something.
Yeah, from a glacier filtered through a mastodon sphere.
Yeah.
Or some S. It's out of a hose in Riverside, California, you idiots.
My high school auto shop teacher, and few spit wisdom like a high school auto shop teacher, used to say, I don't care what mountain spring your water was bottled in, there's a bear bathing upstream.
Ah, bear pee. Anyway, so this is the year, officially, smartphone screens are going to get more gazing time than TV screens.
Is that true in your life? It's been true in my life since I got my first phone. 11 or so years ago, I've probably spent more time looking at my phone than my TV.
Well, it's extra true now with, you know, whatever your device is. I spend a lot of time with my iPad, but watching videos, streaming Hulu, you know, I watched, what was it? It was a World Series game I watched on my iPad once, so yeah. And then you add the what used to be TV to all the other stuff that you can do exclusive. Yeah, sure. It's not surprising. Interestingly enough, U.S. adults' TV time will drop 9 minutes week, month? They don't say. Oh, this year. But their digital video time will increase by 8 minutes, according to this e-marketing firm. Well, they may be biased.
And then, you know, TV's fighting against your phone, even though you watch some TV on your phone. But 89 of the top 100 most TV programs last year were sports. That still captures people on a television.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're in a pinch, you can watch a World Series game on a phone or a iPad or whatever. I remember just being dazzled. One of the moments that I was just really appreciative of living in the modern world is when I realized, and I'm so sorry to be frank with you folks, but that's my trademark. I'm like Hemingway. I was sitting on the toilet 3,000 miles away watching the Masters in high definition on my phone. And I thought, this is truly the space age, the modern age. I can see the dimples on the ball from the John thousands of miles away. It's an amazing time. If only there wasn't plastic accumulating in our guts. Oh, speaking of things in your guts, this is controversial, I guess. The Pentagon has been doing research on diets and its effect on soldiers, and particularly in this case, boy, divers.
I could see wanting to spend money on that.
Yeah.
Can't get people that aren't too fat to be in the military, for one thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely true. What do they say? 70% of eligible aged young men and women in America are not eligible for military service because they're either fat or on drugs, or I can't remember what the other one. Stupid, perhaps. I don't remember. But quick aside, the one thing, you know, as you get a little older, the one thing that becomes more and more annoying is diet fads and young people chirping about them. But, you know, you're trying to lose weight. You're excited. I get it. But
yet I always perk up a little bit, hoping they've cracked the code, knowing it will never be cracked other than eat less, dude.
Well, yeah, except the whole ketosis thing, the Atkins diet, the low-carb diet. They called it the steak and salad diet in the 60s. Now everybody's running around calling it the keto diet like they discovered it, and it's annoying, but I'm easily annoyed. Anyway, top Pentagon officials say research has shown that human bodies in ketosis can stay underwater for longer periods, making the fat and protein-heavy eating plan a potential benefit to military divers. The military is researching food and drugs to make fighting men and women, but mostly men, more effective. And we're getting into some controversial territory there, especially when it comes to drugs. But we'll talk about this more certainly tomorrow or throughout the weeks to come.
It's Final Thoughts. With A-N-G. Hopefully no more Hitler games.
Oh, boy.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
It's just awful. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to round out the hour. Hey, Positive Sean, final thoughts?
Yeah, Stewart needs to pair up with some other stand-up comedian and just do an all stand-up comedian ticket for the 2020. I think they'd run away with the field. Jon Stewart and... I don't know. I got to find somebody else.
Let's see.
Bill Maher.
Oh, boy. Michelangelo, final thought?
Real quick here, for perfect Father's Day, give him a steak dinner, tickets to a sporting event, and time with you. That's all he needs. Perfect
nice.
Day for Dad.
Very nice. Boy, I do like the flesh of the cow. Marshall Phillips, final thought?
Well, now we're just 4.5 days until I hit my goal of 1 month of not investing in scratchers or sport. 4.5 days and counting.
Counting half days now.
Well, yeah, I'm getting kind of a little itchy, a little twitchy.
You know, who am I to judge, but you are a scratcher junkie. You need to go to some posh Malibu rehab center for a month.
Yes.
Jack, final thought for us?
My third grader is approaching his last day of the school year. Last full day today and then last half day tomorrow. And he hasn't mentioned it at all. Hasn't come up. there's nothing more exciting in my memory than what it feels like on the last day of school when you're a kid. Just what a feeling. What a feeling of everything is possible and all your worries are behind you.
Is there an adult parallel to that?
No, there's not.
Retirement isn't.
Nothing.
Because you're, you know, staring at, well, you know. Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
We all have to do it. So many people thank. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. A lot of good clicks there.
God bless America.
This is historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over.
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What?
Bye-bye.
Joe Biden is a dummy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.